Hello, everyone. This is Erica Spicer Mason with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. I'm so thrilled today to be joined by our guest, Sridhar Yeramreddy, the CEO and founder of Steer Health, who today will talk to us a bit about the nurse workforce and supporting them with technology. So thanks, listeners, for tuning in. And Sridhar, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Thank you, Erica, and happy to be here and appreciate you having us to speak on this very important topic.
Oh, of course. We're thrilled to have you. And before we get into our discussion, I was wondering if you'd like to share just a little bit more about yourself, your role, your organization, whatever's top of mind for you.
Sure. My name is Sridhar. I come from a family of physicians. My dad is a surgeon and my mom is an obstetrician. I've seen them providing care to people and really gravitated towards healthcare. Most of my career, I worked in technology, automating brick and mortar to e-commerce and self-service. My role here at Steer Health, I'm the founder and CEO, and our mission is really to offload work on our clinicians and staff as much as possible and using technology and AI and streamline workflows. So that's why we exist. My job here is to make sure, you know, be with the best people in the world and offload work on the healthcare staff.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the background. You know, it's great to hear how you come from a family of your dad being a surgeon, your mom working in OB care, and, you know, how you've also yourself worked in tech. It sounds like your current role is kind of a fusion of all of those things. So really excited to dig in and get your perspectives here. And I wanted to start a little bit high level with our discussion. You know, we're seeing in national data that despite nursing being the most trusted profession, nurses seem to be the least respected and also the most stressed. So as hospitals ramp up retention initiatives and also well-being initiatives, how do you think they can encourage nurses and leaders to recognize the early warning signs of burnout? And what are some of the long-term consequences of this issue if it goes unchecked?
Thanks, Erica. It's a great question. And I think nurses are our backbone of our health system. They not only help patients, but also the doctors and make their lives easier in every step of the patient's journey. So I think, you know, as we all know, nursing has seen significant strain during the past few years, especially being overworked and underappreciated, I think. And as leaders in healthcare, I think they need to establish a kind of like an environment where nurses can express, you know, their state of their minds without fear of judgment and be able to create an environment of collaboration. I also believe it's important for healthcare organizations to promote self-care for nursing staff so they can develop healthy routines and make sure that they're able to focus on their own lives as well as they're serving others. It is one of the most noble professions in the world where they give their lives to service of others. And I think it's important to really highlight that, you know, as long as nurses are cared for by the organizations, I think, and proactively addressing the burnout through education, support systems, and right management, we can all help nurses thrive, protect the patient care, as well as ensuring the long-term sustainability of the healthcare that we know of.
Thanks so much, Sridhar. I really appreciate how you highlighted support being needed both for nurses and their personal lives, but also in the work that they do every day for hospitals and health systems. And I noticed that one of the supports that you mentioned was technology. So I'm wondering if you can also share some specific examples of how technology, particularly AI, is being used successfully to ease nursing workloads. And on the other hand, what aspects of care should really maintain the human touch from nurses versus technology?
Yeah, another great question, Erica. Thank you, and I appreciate that. As we all know, as patients, we're all healthcare consumers when we go see a doctor or get admitted in a hospital, God forbid, right? So, and then, you know, patients have this call button. When you press this call button, you know, they could be calling for many, many reasons, including clinical care. But 80 to 90% of the time generally is for like things like, you know, providing supplies or getting food to the room or asking help to take to the toilet or cleaning the or removing the sheets. There are various non-clinical or administrative tasks that nurses get pulled into, which takes away their focus on the clinical care which they signed up for. And I believe that, you know, really strongly that, you know, the, using AI and technology, patients can be empowered to kind of like reach out to the right departments through the power of their phone or power of the technology, where they can request these things and really offload a lot of this administrative work or administrative burden on the nurses. In addition to that, AI has really strong underpinnings in providing what I call superpowers to the nurses by streamlining things like, you know, getting patient check-ins. You know, patients can virtually check in to see how their pain they are having, or then how they are recovering in the inpatient care, and they can leverage that data to plan the discharge summaries, or, you know, things like that. So I truly believe, you know, AI can be that superpower for the nurses, but it'll never replace them. I think, you know, it is a healthcare, as we all know, is a human-centered profession, right? The human touch is not only essential, but really offloading the nurses from all these administrative tasks, like I said, like, you know, that call button that it requires for a lot of non-clinical work. You know, I think we can bring nurses back to core of building trust, you know, advocating for their patients and provide the care that, you know, technology cannot replicate.
Yeah, a lot of what you're saying, Sridhar, really aligns with what I've heard, especially more recently among healthcare leaders. Becker's just had our 14th annual meeting last week, and I heard so many leaders comment on how they're really desiring applications of AI that aren't quote unquote flashy, but they're simply helping to augment their workforce, take away those mundane tasks, and take away literal and physical steps that nurses have to take throughout their shifts. So it really seems like those small tasks, like you mentioned, you know, changing beds or other non-clinical tasks could really save a lot of time and headache.
Derek, I was just going to say, like, you know, what they call, like, you know, hunting and gathering, you know, nurses spend like close to 30 to 40% of their time mm-hmm. finding the departments and trying to be the intermediary department that's trying to identify the service providers and connecting back to patients. I think it's a pretty big issue. And I think if we don't free up the nurses from this, what I call, you know, clerical intermediation work, you know, that will ultimately will compromise their well-being, also compromise the care patients are receiving.
Absolutely. That 30 to 40% metric is really powerful. So appreciate you highlighting that. So looking ahead, you know, it seems like there's a lot of opportunities that hospitals and health systems have to engage nurses in innovative applications of AI to really help reduce their burden, reduce their workload. What do you recommend in terms of how leaders can really help nurses engage with new tools? Because I know that it's not easy. Change management is really difficult for many. So how can leaders effectively manage change there? And what would an ideal future look like where nurses and AI are kind of operating harmoniously?
I think it's a very important question. I think technology is not a be-all and all. I think the most important thing to introduce the change management really is to really augment nurses' capabilities. The nurses sign up for this profession mainly to serve the patients. I think using that angle and really trying to educate them how today's technology can help, you know, offload and augment their skills and what I call amplifying their, you know, clinical skills and provide, you know, help with time-consuming non-clinical work. And I think is key. I think the end goal is really to make sure that we're freeing up their time, the nurses' time and energy to focus on what they do the best, which is, like, you know, humanizing healthcare and providing patients the comfort of care. I also believe, you know, in terms of a lot of this technology, nurses should be the ones driving this change, and coming from their end will be really most useful than any you know, IT or any other department trying to push this on them. I truly believe, you know, we have seen historically a lot of technologies have come in, and there is also technology kind of like, you know, overdrive in some situations. And I think we really need to make sure the nurses truly create this kind of like, you know, change workflow and make sure that it's built to offload work, not to add any more work on them.
Absolutely. And I can imagine that having a few designated nurse champions for a new tool or a new technology would go a long way, not only in empowering the rest of the staff to use the new tool, but you know, to help see success and to help see the outcomes that the organization's looking for. Well, thank you so much, Sridhar, for all of your insights. I think this is such an important topic for our listeners to keep at the top of their minds, at the forefront of their minds. And, you know, before we hop off, is there anything that you think that they should know that maybe we missed in our discussion or anything you'd like to leave them with?
I just want to mention a couple of things. I think nursing is the foundation of our health system and the backbone, as I mentioned earlier. You know, while addressing the burnout is paramount, right? The potential of technology and AI and, you know, in nursing workflows is genuinely exciting, I think, because it can offload a lot of these mundane and repetitive tasks. And I think and also it's important to highlight that this is a time for a positive change, I think, where nurses can shape the future of their profession by leveraging these tools and truly, you know, deliver what they signed up for, which is like really humanizing care and care delivery.
Thanks so much, Sridhar. Your passion for nursing and your commitment to making their work lives easier, it really comes through. And I just appreciate all the insights and the discussion today. Thanks again for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Erica. It's my pleasure. And thank you for having me here.
Of course. And we'd also like to thank Steer Health for sponsoring today's episode. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us. And please be sure to check out other Becker's podcasts at beckershospitalreview.com. Have a wonderful rest of your day.